Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, susiemazzoli-healer.com, or insightoasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at activespirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to activespirituality.life with us, Pamela Cuccinelle, Susie Mazzoli, here every week with your Turbo Boost meditation and your very actual, practical, helpful forecast, astrological forecast. Pam is going to provide for us the week now of February the 15th, 2021, and I'll see you all in a bit.
Okay, wonderful. So we start off with what in the United States is known as President's Day. And actually, this looks like a pretty dynamic, interesting day. The moon is in the sign of Aries. So there will most likely be a lot of forward movement and action that's taking place. We want to keep in mind that this, however, may encounter a bump in the road at some point. So we may not experience it exactly on this day, depending on what you're putting in motion, if something is longer range. But it could very likely be that something comes to kind of upset the apple cart or turn things in another direction as the project goes on, anything that is initiated on that day. So it's not really a fabuloso day for initiating things, but projects already in motion, things that we're kind of moving along with, that can be very productive and very fast-moving energy with that Aries moon. One thing you want to keep in mind is be aware of what comes out of your mouth and also how things are heard by what other people say, because the day actually has a lot of depth to it. So what I mean by that is even though the moon is in the sign of Aries, which sets the mood that we want to do things fast, we want to take action, fire and air sign people, not necessarily your sun, perhaps your moon, your rising sign, but those people tend to like to move with the energy of the momentum when the moon is in the sign of Aries. However, as this moon travels, it will be eventually making a geometric aspect with the planet Pluto, which indicates that power struggles can happen. We can encounter certain confrontations. And this isn't necessarily bad. It actually can be very empowering, but we want to be aware of what we say, how we're heard, how we respond to things, because actions, words have power. And if we can carry the momentum of this energy in a way that holds our personal authority and strength, then it can be an absolutely fabulous day. Also keep in mind, Mercury is still retrograde, so that adds the extra impact or necessity of being aware of what we say, how we're heard, and certainly uber attention, anything that's contractual, legal, carries any long range weight to it. On the 16th, Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, The moon is also in the sign of Aries most of the day. And let me mention a couple of things with this. Once we get past around midday in the afternoon, we're in this really strong juice of working that powerful momentum in the best way possible. So if you've hit a snare or a bump in the road, this is the time to absolutely readjust, get centered, and move with tremendous alacrity or positive intention. You don't have to be doing anything. You can actually just be sitting and imagining. But what's important is that you are actualizing the energy to move it forward. And if you are doing something that's engaged, project-oriented, interrelational, even more so with the momentum that can really push forward, always keeping in mind the Mercury retrograde so that you are extra attentive of anything that is written down or said. The moon goes void, of course, at 7:17 p.m., the times I give are Eastern time. Please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. And once the moon is void, we have a few hours of what is best recommended when the moon is void, of course, depending on the sign it is, but certainly in the sign of Aries, is to not be doing anything that is initiating. Finish up things, attend to things that you want to clean up, purge, finish up. You don't want to start anything during this period. It's also a great time with that Aries moon to expend energy. Some of us, the way we're hardwired, we need to expend a certain amount of energy every day, otherwise we don't sleep very well at night. So if you're feeling somewhat restless, even though there's really nothing left to do or that needs to be done, do something that is expending energy in ways that your body is used to. Don't decide you're going to ski down a mountain if that isn't something you usually do, but do things are in harmony with what your body is used to expending as energy. Throw the frisbee for the dog, take a long walk, swim, whatever it is, dance, whatever it is that is your go-to exercise for just relaxing the body. At 10:12 p.m., the moon enters the sign of Taurus. And once it's in the sign of Taurus, now we're in this very different energy from that Aries moon. We're in Earth that is what we call fixed. It's very sustainable, stick-to-it energy. It's probably arguably the most stick-to-it energy we get is when the moon. And this is actually a really well-aspected moon over the next couple of days. So we can really get a lot done. So what's recommended is in the evening, just plan out the next couple of days in your head, write it down, however you do it, because the more you have it crafted how the day is going to go, the more effective your time is going to be. Do not overplan or overschedule because, again, Mercury is going to be going direct when we get to Saturday. So we're in this kind of slowing down energy with Mercury on top of being retrograde. And it's not when you want to bang a lot of things together at once. Also, when the moon is Taurus, we don't really like to rush from one task to another. We like to savor our meal, finish up, take times to give proper goodbyes or proper hellos, savor where we are. So schedule things in ways that are graceful transitions. The other thing to know is that Wednesday and Thursday are not necessarily easy days. They're productive days, but they aren't necessarily easy. On Wednesday morning, we may find ourselves really looking for partnerships or declaring boundaries or limitations in ways that are very structured so that people hear us and we're working in relationships that really are in tandem with what we want to do. The other thing that's happening, and this is really very strong, there's a picture in the sky between Saturn, how we limit ourselves, how we structure things, what we take responsibility for, what we're afraid of, because nothing limits us as much as fear. Saturn is in hard aspect, geometric aspect, square, actually 90 degrees, with the planet Uranus. And this happens this year. This is one of the pictures in the sky that basically is speaking about change wants to happen, and yet we're trying to impose structure on it. So what we may encounter or may see in the news, or you may encounter it in your personal life or business, is some kind of structure wants to be imposed or put on something, and the push for freedom or the things not going to plan just seem to really disrupt things. What is happening with this picture is it's basically showing us how the form will be held in spite of the upsets or the transitions that must occur. Look at it this way. Let's say you have a stream in your backyard, and you want to guide the stream in a way that's going to go past your garden, your herb garden, your food garden, past the swing set, and guide the string in a way that works with your yard. Okay, it's a plan. That's the Saturn plan. But Uranus is, well, when the heavy rains come, the stream is going to want to go where the stream wants to go. So what behooves us is when we look at the landscape, really work with what we've got and see, okay, this is where the stream runs when it swells with rains. You're not going to force it or guide it to go where you want to go. You can try, but I think we've learned throughout our planet that sooner or later, the river wants to go where the river wants to go. And so I think that will be one of the big lessons or themes for us in 2021. How do we energetically work with things instead of trying to impose what we think is best as a frame? And so Wednesday can be a reckoning or lesson day in this kind of frame or thought process. The other thing is that conversations can be a little more wrinkled or not go exactly the way you want them to. But everything that we're going through on this day, if we stay with that slow kind of oxen energy, keeping in mind we're in the year of the ox, so the moon is in the sign of Taurus. So keeping in mind, it's like this methodical going forward and making things work the way they work, not trying to impose or create something that really isn't where the flow wants to go. And the 18th is different energetically, but it is basically kind of bringing up, what did you learn from yesterday? What has given you more wealth and information? The sun enters the sign in Pisces, working with that Taurus moon, bringing in a lot of creative energy, a lot of heart energy. These are both signs that speak a lot about the heart chakra and loving energy. And when we're coming from a place of love, we're actually coming from the seat of our greatest power. So a picture in the sky that happens late afternoon, early evening is indicating a lot. Where are you? And I always bring it back to self-love. And this isn't narcissism, which God knows we see a lot of, thanks to social media and what's going on with celebrities and people in the news and politicians and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is self-love, the way to appreciate what you bring into the world, what the possibilities are, how purpose fulfillment makes for a better world. And it's really, if you feel in ways you're challenged by this, when we get to Thursday in any way, that you feel you don't get what you deserve, or maybe you don't deserve what you think you want, then it's a time to really look at that. And ask yourself, is what I think I deserve what I really want? Is it really coming from a place of self-love? And what do I really want? What gives me a sense of fulfillment and gives me a sense that I am loved, that I am here in a way that helps me feel fulfilled and gives in a reciprocity way to the world in which I find myself. Deep stuff. I mean, Moon and Taurus, if you read about it, it'll say things like, oh, Moon and Taurus, they love to eat, they love dessert, they love sensual fabrics, they love smells, they love nature, and all that is true. But also, Moon and Taurus reminds us that each child who's born deserves to be here. Each child that's born has light to share. And so I remind us of this when we go through these bumpy processes, because so many of us have these vulnerable spots in our places, in our wells of what should be our place to go for self-love and refreshment. And so the Moon in Taurus is a reminder, feed yourself foods that make your body feel better, that make you feel loved. Give yourself comfortable environments that make you feel safe, that make you feel sheltered. And this is the way to wind down in the evening of Thursday. And if you do this, if you pay attention to these things, what you're looking for to give you that sense of comfort and being loved, then you will wake up Friday morning refreshed, invigorated, and ready to have an absolutely fabulous day and weekend. So the moon goes void, of course, at 2:28 a.m. in the wee hours of Friday morning. And so Friday morning, we have the moon void, of course, in the sign of Taurus. And this actually, when the moon is void, of course, in the sign of Taurus, it actually has a certain amount of energy about it that really speaks to what I just was saying. We can really fill our cup. We can really give ourselves a sense of feeling like we are getting our needs met. And so do that in whatever small way possible you have time to Friday morning. And for the people you love, the people who are around you, the animals you love, the surroundings you love, your home, bless everything. The moon enters the sign of Gemini at 11:04 a.m. And now we're in this very different energy again, because the signs that are right next to one another are so disparate. We're in mutable air. So we want to bounce around. We want to move. We want to, people reach out to us. We hear news. Stuff is being said. Things are being stimulated. And this is a very high energy weekend. So for those of us who aren't really necessarily that high energy or don't necessarily appreciate a lot of buzz and stimulus and people in our lives, which may be hard to find these days unless you're back-to-back Zoom calls. But it is nonetheless a few days where there is so much that can be engaged, talked about, discussed, triggered, stimulated. And yet Mercury is stationing. It goes direct Saturday. It goes direct. It's actually Eastern time is actually, Saturday at 7:52 p.m. Eastern time. So what happens on Friday is we've got this very percolating energy. We also have a Venus Mars picture in the sky, a square. So there can be a bit of tension, sexual tension for some of us, creative tension, and or for others, also just a tension that might have the division between what you feel is going to give you what you want and stirring up desires that sometimes are in conflict with one another. Oh, I want to go for that, but what I really want is to just kind of be comfortable at home. So for some of us, we're going to feel very kind of jazzed, especially on Friday as we get into early evening. And just look at that. See how you can serve both sides of yourself if you're feeling a bit of a tug of war, like I want to do this, but I also feel like I've got to shoot for that. And see where you can make some reconciliation and compromise, and or figure out how you can do one piece and maybe the other at a different point in time. But one thing about the moon in Gemini, it gives us a lot of options. And some of us really enjoy talking them out and seeing. Sometimes that's the whole piece of it, is just to talk out the options. And then you land on what you want. And so part of the joy is actually exploring the problem. And it can be a fun day for games, a fun day to be with children, just a very high stimulating day. Same for Saturday. I see these as really energetic days, keeping in mind that Mercury's retrograde. So you don't want to say, yes, absolutely, I'll do it, or make anything contractual until Mercury's gone direct and you really have time to look it over on all sides to be sure it's something you want to make that commitment to. On Sunday, the moon goes void, of course, at 1:39 p.m. Again, a very active, high energy, connect with people morning. And it's void until 2:45 p.m. No, wait a minute, that's not right. Let me just check something. Oh, I see what I've got here. All right, two things. It enters the sign of Cancer at 10:53 p.m. So here's the thing. This afternoon and evening are great days to throw ideas around, but commit to nothing. If you've made commitments, you've done it in the morning, and you've done it from a place that really took consideration of all the observation and conversations you had over the past couple of days. And now I turn it over to Susie.
So when you say energizing days, I'm just thinking, oh gosh, what are all those projects that I could like get stuck into if I had the extra time and the extra energy? And, you know, your to-do list comes like, whoop, flashing up in front of you. And then you also just think of that other side, like you say, like maybe I should just be like chilling out a little bit, resting. I know a lot of people are working really hard these days, so balance.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. finding balance, mm-hmm. giving ourselves permission to also chill out. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's go into our meditation and chill out a little bit. I invite everyone just to take 10 minutes, just to sit with me for 10 minutes. Take a few deeper breaths, and as you do, just give yourself permission just for 10 little minutes where you don't have to do something. Our culture right now, the way that we live, is so very, very different to what we did 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Whether you were too young to know it then or you were an adult and working, you know that our work days and our lives have changed tremendously now because of technology, because of email and text and all of these things where we are immediately receiving and responding. And now, even within the pandemic, these things are exaggerated, accentuated. So let's just come back to a space which is you. Come back to your private space, you, without your computer, without your cell phone, without all your social media accounts, without the dinging and clinging and all the different sounds that go off when you receive and you have to respond. Just separate from all of that now, just for a few moments, and come back to you. And just imagine, just for 10 minutes, imagine what it's like to have no demands on you. What it's like for just a few minutes to not have a to-do list and to not have even the obsessive compulsions that we have to be on the move or to be exercising or to be praying or to be meditating or to be doing yoga or to be cleaning the dishes. Even those internal pressures, allow everything now just to be in stillness. To be in stillness in the mind and in the body, and to have no pressure, to have no ideas, to have no, in any way, no compulsion to do anything, not even lift a finger, not even have a thought. Just allow yourself to be resting in a space of openness. And every time your mind decides to bring up a thought, just allow it to arise. Don't make it into a fight or a suppression or the oppression of thought. Allow it to rise, and just like a car on the street, you can hear it coming up, just hear it going away. Just don't engage. Emptying the mind completely without engaging in anything. And experiencing all of the space that there is there, boundless space for us just to be floating around without a care in the world, allowing ourselves to be completely free, allowing ourselves to be totally open to the universe, totally open to all of our consciousness. And as we open up to this space, feeling our breath deepen and even slow down, allowing our body to be in stillness, complete stillness. And as we're feeling ourselves just dropping into that depth, it can almost feel sometimes like the space we go to before we go to sleep. And this is one of the disciplines of meditation, is to be in a wakeful, open, aware state, sitting with a nice straight back and not going to sleep. And it takes practice. It can take weeks, months, years to hold this space of peace, hold this space of quiet, hold this space now of depth, of openness in all directions. And as our thoughts come, we just let them pass. We don't engage. And as the body asks for something, we don't engage. We just allow it to be. Allowing our consciousness now to be full frontal awareness. Allowing for clarity, allowing for those functions of the mind to focus. And if it's very, very hard for us to stay in this state, we can use the breath and focus on the breath, doing cycles of 9 breaths, of an inhalation, holding for a moment, and exhalation, and counting that as 1. And gently, we can just follow the breath, and whenever the mind begins to wander away, and it will, it's what we're trained to do, we just allow it to be in the open space. We become witness to the mind, just as we become witness to our emotional state, as we become witness to our physical state. We are the consciousness that sees this, that sees what is happening, that experiences it. So just be the one now that is having the experience. Be the one now that is having the experience of all of this openness, all of this space. All of this peace and quiet. And as you feel this, as you experience this with each moment, with each breath, you are able to deepen, able to go deeper each time. And we are training. We are training our mind. We are training our body. And each time we do this, we are expanding our consciousness. And in fact, we are helping our physical body. Through the act of meditation, we are increasing our immunity, increasing everything that is good. And as you gently now begin to come out of the meditation, taking a few deeper breaths, and taking this peace and quiet and this focus and clarity out into your life, out into the world. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And we look forward to seeing you again next week. Have a peaceful and very, very expansive week. Thanks so much, everyone. Love now.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.